says, we are of God and knoweth that God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So as Christians, we should be able to look at the public school system and say, they have the spirit of error. Their spirit is of error. They're even the foundational things that they teach, the rudiments of man, are wrong. Teaching, you know, this evolution garbage. Basically, they're trying to overthrow your child's faith at the very beginning of their education. What is the first thing that you read in a dinosaur book written to kids? Billions of years ago. Millions of years ago, right? Right there, they're trying to take these, you know, cute little dinosaurs. They're not cute. The velociraptors are kind of mean looking. But, you know, they try to soften it up for the kids, you know, like Land Before Time and all that stuff, like Littlefoot or whatever. But sing little songs, you know, the dinosaurs. Anyway, but what do? They're trying, even in that movie, The Land Before Time, the first thing it says is millions of years ago. Yeah. Trying to just indoctrinate your kids from the very get-go about that. So, you know, we have to learn to discern the spirits, right, as Christians. And the spirit of the public school system is easy to discern that it's a spirit of error. Amen. Okay, number one, of the reasons why public schools should not exist. Number one is public schools have taken the Bible, God's law, prayer, and Christ out of the schools. So when did God get expelled from school? No, God got expelled permanently. You know, he got kicked out. Anybody who's been in, who went to public school in here? Okay, a lot of people, right? So you know when you got, if someone got expelled, that was a big deal, wasn't it? Like, so Johnny got expelled because, you know, he got into his fifth fight or whatever. But God, you know why God got expelled? Because this public school system was overthrown by atheists. But the public school system was overthrown by wicked people with wicked intentions.